KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A key U.S. ally continues to fight for its very survival, now reaching the deepest point inside Lebanon since the ground invasion by Israel began.
The reports say Israeli troops captured a strategic hill in a southern Lebanese village near the Israeli border early Saturday. Israeli troops were then reportedly pushed back from the area. The push on the ground comes as Israeli warplanes continue to pound Beirut's southern suburbs, while Lebanese and Hezbollah officials study a draft proposal presented by the US on ending the war. Lebanon's caretaker prime minister has also asked Iran, a main backer of Hezbollah, to help secure a ceasefire in the war between Israel and the militant group. I'm Nayan Kim.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, explains Israel is pressing its attacks as far north as possible now, hoping to force favorable terms in the expected upcoming ceasefire.
That ceasefire would have, from Israeli perspective, have to include Hezbollah's withdrawal to north of the Litani River and the entrance of the Lebanese army as sort of a buffer between Israel and Hezbollah in that area between the Litani and our northern border.
Southern Lebanon, critical to Israel, as that region is currently being used by the terrorist group Hezbollah to pummel northern Israel with some 200 missile strikes every day. President-elect Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary to the duties of briefing the White House press corps.
Caroline Leavitt will be the next White House press secretary and the youngest person ever to hold the job. Trump has called Leavitt smart, tough, and a highly effective communicator.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Pink slips for about 1,000 GM workers. The company says it's laying off mostly salaried but some hourly workers worldwide to lower costs and be more competitive. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination, sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the start of former President Trump's return to the White House. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to take similar measures. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as an abortion safe haven. This is SRN News. Mega banks, international ones funded by taxpayer dollars in many cases, are now the biggest, fastest growing source of climate finance for the developing world.
How these banks allocate resources are some of the weightiest decisions made in defining how poorer nations can respond to climate change. They were a key reason why, in 2022, the world met a goal countries set together in 2009 to supply developing nations with $100 billion annually to address climate change. But the banks have also been criticized for continuing to fund fossil fuel projects, even as they invest more in green energy and reducing countries' emissions. Jeremy House reporting.
Americans stepped up their spending at retailers last month in the latest sign that healthy consumer spending is driving the U.S. economy's steady, if slow, growth. Retail sales up 0.4% in the third quarter. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.